Utah uses the Colorado River for drinking water, irrigation, recreation, and sustaining fish species. Utah shares water from the river with neighboring states like Colorado and New Mexico. According to the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation, the division of the Department of the Interior that manages water, drought contingency plans help states mitigate the effects of the current drought. Malcolm Wilson is a drought contingency expert from the Bureau of Reclamation Regional Office. Utah belongs to the Upper Basin region, which also includes Colorado, Wyoming, and New Mexico. Wilson says there are three basic elements to drought contingency in the upper basin.
Augmentation through cloud seeding, and then demand management, which is basically conservation, and then the third element being what we call drought operations, which would be moving water from some of the upper reservoirs in the system up here, including Flaming Gorge, Aspinall, Navajo, moving that water down to Lake Powell.
The Bureau of Reclamation works with state and local water agencies to ensure drought plans work and that water usage is within state water laws.
Whenever we have projects within a state, we work through the Division of Water Resources of the State Engineer's Office in establishing our projects for the projects we've funded or constructed for local constituents, and in obtaining water rights for those projects.
Wilson says that with the drought in its 19th year, there are possible actions that could have a big impact on water users if the drought continues, particularly concerning Lake Mead.
First off, should Mead continue to drop, and it's actually projected if current hydrology continues, to be looking at shortage levels starting in 2020. About a 50% that users of Lake Mead water would be facing the first level of a shortage. What that translates to for users, especially in the lower basin, is potential reduction of supply to agricultural users, to municipal users, folks who use Colorado River water.
Wilson says more dire potential outcomes to continued drought are a long way off, if they come at all. In the meantime, he says he has confidence the upper basin states will make plans to see water users through the drought successfully. For Utah Public Radio News, I'm Tamsin Malloy.